A gentle Wotabin breeze was wafting across the bog, cool and damp and filled with acrid wisps of the peat smoke rising from the chimneys of the nearest Saras tunnel house. Close by, the serpentine skeletons of 10 more structures were beginning to take shape beneath the bustling anarchy of Killick construction crews. A kilometer beyond, at the far edge of the nest expansion, more insects were moving homogeny pilings off a steady stream of lumber sleds. "Oh boy," Luke said, eyeing all the new construction. "This is bad." "Only if there are contaminants," Han said. "If there aren't any, it might be okay." Their Saras escort, a chest-high worker that had been waiting to meet the logging sled on which they had hitched a ride back to the nest, thrummed a short question.
"Saras wishes to know what might be okay,"
C-3PO informed them.
"And why you are so worried about contaminants?"
The insect added.
"Oh, dear,"
C-3PO said.
"Saras says the nest has a perfectly sound method of disposing of toxins. It pumps them into the bog."
"Great," Han growled. He turned to Luke. "We gotta get off this sponge before we start glowing or something." "Let's talk to Raynar," Luke said. "Maybe once the Killicks understand what's happening, he'll consider our promise kept." Their escort waited as an empty lumber sled glided past and disappeared down a winding boulevard into Saras Nest proper, then started toward the completed building.
"Raynar Thule is dead, but Unu Thule is waiting for us in the replica factory."
"Sounds like he's already heard part of it," Han said. "I just hope he doesn't blast the messenger when he hears the rest." Luke led the others after the escort, through a large iris membrane into the throat of a twining, hangar-sized tunnel house, so filled with smoke and manufacturing fumes that the iridescent walls were barely visible. Along one wall stood a long row of peat-fired furnaces, serviced by hundreds of bustling Killicks. The middle of the chamber was filled with steaming vats, also surrounded by hundreds of Killicks. Along the far wall ran a serpentine workbench, flanked on each side by a seemingly endless Killick production line. Luke stopped a few paces inside the door. Han let out a complaining cough, then leaned close.
"Better make this fast," he whispered. "It's a wonder this place hasn't been fizzed already."
Luke did not reply, for Raynar had emerged from the swarm along the workbench and was coming toward them with a pair of spinglass sculptures in his hands. As usual, he was followed by the teeming Unu entourage. He stopped 5 paces away and stared at them expectantly, as though he assumed they would cross the remaining distance to him. When they did not, there was a moment of tense silence. Finally, Han demanded, "What's so important you couldn't let us hit the refresher first?" He pulled at his dirty tunic. "We're kind of ripe."
"We apologize if our summons seemed abrupt, but we wished to thank you and Master Skywalker for discovering the Star Amber cheats. Saras did not realize they were taking something so valuable.